So. And if your spirit don't feel like praising, that's your famine. Praise God. I'm telling you, we may not have room for our children, but I know one thing. I'm not staying in this building. I'm not staying in this church. And if you ain't with my vision, I can tell you what you can do. Pack up and get on out. Because I'm going somewhere. He said, son, do you and your wife trust me? I said, all we got to do is just trust you. I got nothing else to do but to trust you. He says, it's going to look like you ain't got enough, but trust me. Go find your business. Go find your building. You didn't hear the first word I said. Go find your business. What is that business? My Father's business. Go find the building so I can do my Father's business. See, y'all shouldn't have been in here the other night. You don't mess this whole atmosphere up. That's what you did. In the midst of a famine, Isaac went and sowed. And then he said, stay here because I'll be right there with you. Everybody else wants to run back into the world system. And when they want to leave the goodness of God just because it's lean and they ain't seen overflow yet. But this is what God did to Isaac. You may not have what you need to have right now. You may not have everything you want right now. But my word is what God said. I'll watch it till it's performed. If you stay right here. See, I heard a prophet on Sunday said, the blessing of God ain't everywhere. It's where God is. So how is it that he said, Isaac, while everybody's running back to Egypt, stay put, son, because I'm right here with you in this wilderness. That's why he said, if you're in this wilderness and you're in this famine again, because read it again, read it, because he said there'd been a famine before when daddy was around. Y'all don't hear me. Hey, maybe we got a few. Let me preach to the few. If you don't like the way I'm preaching, I didn't force you to come in. Let me tell you something. How is it we're going to start a church in Corpus Christi and not know how we're going to get there, not know how what kind of vehicle we're going to take? But God said, if you just trust me and do it, son, against everything else that's going on. You didn't ask to be an apostle. You didn't ask to be a bishop. You didn't even ask to be a pastor either. I'm just going to make it happen for you because you love me with all your heart. My wife quit her job. She stayed home with me, and we worked this thing full time. Not part time, not just some of the time, not half of the time, not quarter of the time. He said full time. And when I was getting a look at my wife and said, baby, it's going to be okay. But I don't want to lose what I have. That's when the Lord looked at me and said, do you see your beloved wife looking at you? He says, that's the gift that I gave you when you didn't know me. Now that you know me, what am I going to do for the both of you because you both love me and trust me? Couldn't even make it down to Corpus in my own vehicle. Watch this. Then he has to give it to the son of the ministry a vehicle so he can take us down there. Everything provided for us. Everything. I'm here to give you your prophetic word. You need to sow in the middle of your famine. You did that by faith. But one thing I know about the Woods family, you know how to get out of some mess because you know how to sow in the middle of your message that God has given you. I am telling you, people, if you're going through and God is telling you to peace, be still, then be still and don't you move out of the perfect will of God because he's getting ready to open up something. If you continue to read on in Genesis 26, you'll begin to see that Isaac began to sow during the famine with no rain. Watch this, no. No, not even. They didn't have irrigation where you turn on the sprinkler system at certain times to go ahead and water the seed. They didn't have that. All they had was the wells that were the ones that were all clogged up by the Philistines. Now, you see, sometimes when you hear God tell you to be still, and so what does the enemy come to do? Is to stop your provisions. Oh, but one thing that Isaac knew is, I remember being up on the altar one night, and I saw the hand of my daddy getting ready to kill me, but I saw God show up on the scene and give me provision when there was no provision. So I know something about the God that I serve, that I'm just going to trust him and do what he says. Much less these Philistines clog up my wells. And if I have to dig again, I'll dig again. Get my shovel from over there. Get my shovel. I'm here to tell you, I didn't know. I thought it was that last time that I had the shovel. But he says, if you just trust me, don't just go to the wells and start digging again. First, you got to put seed in the ground. And trust me, when you don't see no clouds, all you see was your past. All you see was the last famine that your daddy went through, you went through, your whole family went through. All you're doing is looking back at your famine. And then God says, would you just put the seed in the ground, son? Well, I guess I got to do what daddy says. So I'm going to put it in the ground. Then he puts it in the ground and watch what happens. In the midst of the summer, it didn't say it rained yet. It said that he flourished and there yet to be any rain. You put your seed in the ground, you need water. He didn't even talk about the wells yet. He talked about being obedient first. When you're obedient first is what waters your seed. When your obedience begins to activate faith, all of a sudden you begin to see now all of your crops beginning to come up. It talks about the king of the Philistines looking out the window. I see Isaac with that beautiful woman. Isaac got so fearful, he said, that's my sister. So then the Philistine king said, let me just take for her to be with me. But watch this. He knew something was different because God was blessing the land when there was no rain. There was nothing, even a sight of any dew, any sight of any clouds to come. But he saw that Isaac was blessed without anything of the natural. So he knew that he was serving a supernatural God. So he says, wait a minute. Why have you deceived me? For I know the hand of God is on you. Take your wife with you. Watch this. Then you hear about the wells. Then you hear about it. Because then you see the wife begin to leave with Isaac. And they begin to unclog the wells that the Philistines had clogged up. I'm here to tell you, the Philistines in your life that have stopped the flow of your abundance, the flow of your necessity, God is saying, keep digging. Don't stop digging. Because the moment they began to dig, the Philistines said, hey, wait a minute, that's ours. Because it wasn't a well that was still. It was a well that was flowing. You don't hear what I'm saying? Your resources may be covered up, but they're still flowing. As long as you get that mess out of the way, that mess that is on top of your wells is some issues of your past, and you've got to scrape it, dig it out of the way. And if you don't get healed of your past famine, you'll never take place in your future harvest. You have got to dig past your own issues and put your hand to it and don't look back.
Come on.
And then when the Philistines want to say, wait a minute, why'd you steal that one? That's ours. Watch this. Isaac could have tore them up. But Isaac said, okay, watch this. Let me dig over here. What you said? The same kind of water that's over there is right here. It's flowing too. Philistines said, That's our well too. Watch this. Watch this. What the Bible say? Jesus said, we're in the church of Christ, right? Okay, I'm just making sure. Jesus said, bless your enemies. So what did Isaac do? He opened up two wells for his enemies. Then he goes to the third well. God passes issue the first two times. Sometimes it takes you three times. Sometimes it makes you have to go through it a couple of times. You may mess up once. You may mess up again. But one thing I do know, that when God says on number three, which is resurrection, you're going to get it right. It is the number of God. And he's going to say, this well is yours. You don't read about it ever again that it was clogged. He didn't dig a well where it was lush. He didn't dig a well where it had been watered before. He dug a well where it was dry. I don't know about you, but have you ever tried to dig in your backyard when it hadn't been raining? You get so hard that all of a sudden it'll shake everything within you because you're working so hard to get it. I'm here to tell you, don't you stop digging. Dig into those areas of your life. Don't look at anybody else and point your finger at them and say, oh, this is that and that's why. Is it? No, no, no. Look at yourself. Say, you know what? Let me dig some of this stuff out of me. And the more I dig it out, watch what it does. I start digging, my enemies get blessed. I dig again, enemies get blessed. Watch this. But the third time I dig and get it out, I stay blessed.
That's right.
I stay blessed. God spoke to Isaac and says, look up like I told your daddy. And all the seed is like the stars up above. I didn't forget about it, but the whole reason why I'm here with you in your famine, in your wilderness, in the midst of your tribulation, in the midst of you being persecuted, I'm here with you. Now I'm going to watch my word to perform it for you.
Come on.
Some of y'all probably had a hard time then. There was some money thrown on the floor. Let me tell you something. The anointing is like this. When the anointing begins to flow, there's heights, there's levels. The anointing began to flow, and she sowed right into that anointing. Right into that anointing. That meant that she's partaking of the same breakthrough anointing that breaks through the fallow ground, removes all of the mess, so that the wells can continue to flow.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Why would he use Isaac? Isaac. He said, Isaac, I will be with you like I was with your daddy. And like I told your daddy, I will bless you and your seed if you could number the stars. I'm telling you something. I look around some empty seats. That's okay. It's all right. I wish I had that song that CeeLo sings. It's all right. It's all right. Because I know where I'm going. Somewhere down the line, someone said, I'm going with you, Pastor. I'm going with you. And when I look back, where you at now? Well, I guess I ain't got to carry the dead weight now. Let's just keep on going. Y'all may not like this kind of message. But where we're going, Kelly, some people just can't stick with you. And then when they say, I'm with you, I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you. Peace. I got to go. Then you let them go. Some places that you're going, not everybody can go. Watch this. Watch this.
Come on.
Watch this.
Oh my God.
Isaac did not go and try to connect with somebody because of how big their army was. He didn't go try to connect with somebody because of their title. He didn't go connect with somebody just because they were able to forecast the rain or forecast the future. He just said, yes, Lord. and took God at his word. The problem that we have with Christianity today, if we don't get it the day we pray it, and if we don't get it next week, the next time I come to church, even though I put it on my envelope, then obviously this isn't working because it's not true. But your sowing is your digging process. See, he was breaking up the ground while he was sowing the seed. You can't just put it on the fallow. You got to put it beneath the surface. Meaning you got to get the word of God not to just come in your ear. Say, oh, that was a good message.
Come on.
And walk out the door and be just like a viper.
Yeah. Come on.
No, 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 no. You got to put the word deep within you. When you get it deep within you, then all of a sudden you see something growing outside of you. Oh, that's some fruit. Hey, there's some more fruit. Hey, there's something to this word of God. Let me keep putting that word deep within my spirit, deep within my emotions, deep within my will, and my God, deep in my heart. But what we have a tendency to do is, I'm going to come to church, open my Bible. I got to dust it off first because I ain't opened it since a while. I'm glad someone brought this. Some of us are so used to just always going to the Dollar Tree. They don't realize that they can have the whole orchard. So you understand, we have a tendency, just give me what I need right now. But God wants to get you the abundance and the overflow. You want to pick and choose when you can get what you want to get. As a matter of fact, watch this. This is what I told the pastors today. I don't choose who I go with. I choose to trust him. So Mr. Redneck come and said, that's why I needed you here. I ain't said but two words. He says, I know, but you're vital to the revival here in the city. Now, I wanted to go a little crazy, but I composed myself for a little bit. I said, Lord, you're speaking of revival. We've been talking about revival. We've been planning revival. We've been doing everything that I know to do about revival, and I ain't seen it yet. Maybe it's not about reviving. Maybe we need to just let the dead be dead. Y'all see, y'all probably didn't like that one. Maybe we need to let dead religion be dead. Maybe we got to let the last past movement of God be gone. And then we got to just trust God for something that we have never seen, heard, or even entered the thought of man. And if that's the thing that I'm looking for, I'm looking, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, Woods. Come on, man. Come on, Baya. Come on, Liz. Come on, Kelly. Come on, come on, quickly, quickly, quickly. Now grab arms, grab arms, grab arms, grab arms. I'm looking for someone that's locking in with me, locking in with the Spirit of God first, knowing that God sent you. Don't mean you get to leave when I feel like it. Wait a minute.
Amen.
Will y'all let me go? No. No. God will reach in right now and say, I didn't tell you to leave.
That's right.
I told you to stay put. Because in the famine, we have a tendency to want to go back to our Egypt, which is the world system. And we want to trust in a system that is always feeding you, not what you need, but what you want. But when you come into the kingdom of God system, he gives you what you need. And what you need sometimes, Lord Jesus, it's going to hurt for a little bit. But the last time I remember when I began to grow, I had some aches and pains in my bones. Talking about these children, you know, when you begin to sleep a lot and your bones begin to ache because you're going through a growing spurt. And I'm here to prophesy to the house of manna today. We are growing because we're going through some growing pains. And in the growing pains, there's some groaning pains that come along with it. But I know one thing, that when we birth something in Corpus Christi, which is the body of Christ, I now have an invitation to do something by the Spirit of God that I could have never, ever, ever, ever done in my whole lifetime. God is saying, son, if you just trust me in the midst of your famine, I know what you need and I know what you're crying for, but I'm going to bring to you exactly what you need in the timing that you need it. So when someone tries to leave, you grab hold and say, it ain't your time yet. And when they want to buck against everything that you're doing, oh, you're so controlling. All you want to do is control me. Learn how to keep your mouth shut so God can bless you in the middle of your famine.
Come on.
Because the angels of God only work towards the word of God.
That's right.
To bring it to pass. Woo. You've got to lock arms. We didn't come out of this whole series about the cave of Adullam and say, simplify, always faithful for a reason. Don't you think the enemy was going to test you on your ability to be faithful? I know I ain't talking to some baby Christians in here. Because last I checked, most of y'all been saved for a little while. Don't hate me because I'm telling the truth now. See, a lot of people don't like to hear truth because it hits them where they don't like to be hit in the area that they're vulnerable. If you think that jealousy is going to come in, it does. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it does. Mm-hmm. When you love God with all your heart and you love your neighbor, likewise the same.
Come on.
Jealousy has no place. We just got to keep doing what God says to do. So now when he says, now I need you to move, watch this. Now you move together. You understand? We ain't going to stop. And we ain't going to back up either. Here's what the Bible says. Don't put your hand to the plow and look back. Then you ain't fit for the kingdom of God. We going forward. And if you got any offense in you, well, let me tell you. The Bible tells me if offense is in you, it's because you let the Holy Spirit out and you let something within get touched. But one thing I can tell you, that every fence that I've looked at has a gate. Let your offense out and put the Holy Ghost back in. Pastor, you're saying the Holy Spirit can leave? No, you can shut it down. Ooh, y'all don't hear. We should be preaching right now to about 1,000 folks up in here. See, we should be over the internet right now broadcasting live. One thing the Lord told me, he said, son, you're going to go before many, many of generals. And when you go before generals, they may not like what you got to say, but you're going to do it in love.
That's right.
I said, Lord, I don't want to be that person. He says, good. He says, good, let me be the spirit. You just be the mouthpiece, and I'll speak.
That's right.
How are they going to put this knucklehead that was a drug addict that also went through so much alcohol that, oh, my God, you had smelt Jack Daniels when I walked right by you. My God, if I would have put money into Bud Light, I would have been a millionaire.
That's right.
But one thing I can tell you right now, but when he reaches down to the ones that rejected, ones that caused so much turmoil in the natural, he brings them out so that he can use them in the light.
That's right.
Amen.
Why? Because one thing's for sure, he's going to use someone that's been locked up. He's going to use someone that has a case against him. He's going to use someone that has an issue, someone that has a past, so that all they could ever do is rely and trust on Jesus. You understand? If you think you got it all together, don't worry. You're about to get wrecked up anyhow. Because the Holy Ghost knows how to get in your business, doesn't he, girl? Doesn't he? He knows how to get right in there and say, oh, you think you got this? Oh, let me show you how I can ruin the way you think. Come on. That's it.
That's right.
Ooh, hallelujah. All right, Josh, Colleen, I want you guys to plug in. Get ready. Get ready. Come on. Come on. You know, you're going to do this. You're going to be ready instant in season and out of season. You got to bring this thing. One thing I know for sure is that God is doing something fresh in you. I looked over and I said, Daniel, did you turn on the AC before you got here? It's hot. He said, no, Pastor, it's you. No, it ain't. Leave me alone. When I saw that little baby over there dancing with the flags, I said, we about to get our building. We're going to get our building.
Yes.
And if you say, well, but I like it when it's just small like this, then you're in the wrong house. No. Because, matter of fact, we're not going to have just one house of manna. We're going to have multiple, okay? And if you think, well, Pastor, you're just trying to build a kingdom. No, I'm building his.
His kingdom.
His. Uh-huh. One thing for sure, if I get a bunch of misfits, bunch of people that are in debt, if I get all these people that are being chased by the law, guess what's going to happen? God is going to take some time in our cave and then begin to fix us up and say, you're the one I've been looking for. When the law has been coming after you, guess what comes even greater? Grace. Grace. And grace comes in and abounds even the more to bring you out. We ain't stopping, beloved. We ain't stopping. And for those intercessors in this room, I want you to pray. Not just pray, just to pray. I want you to pray without ceasing. I want you to pray when you get up, before you go to bed, in your sleep, in the shower, and when you're doing your daily business. Because we're about to break through and break out. We're not staying where we're at. The enemy tried to push me too hard. And when he pushed me right into the greatest blessing of all. He pushed me into the grace of God. One thing I can tell you about grace, it is called unmerited favor. You didn't do nothing to earn it. It only came by Jesus himself. Amen. So lock arms with your neighbor. Lock arms, because I'm here to tell you, most of your people that come on a Wednesday night, midweek Bible study, soaking service, crazy night service, it don't matter. Those are usually your core. And if you can get here, even when I know it's tough to get here, lock in. Lock in, baby. Lock in. Lock in. You came at the right time. You came in the right season. One thing I can tell you, beloved, he ain't forgot about you. He ain't forget about your family. He ain't forget about your prayers. He just said connect. And when you connect, he starts bringing everything to you. We're going to lock in together because we're family.
Right.
And because we're family, you'll be able to see the goodness of God come in and to save the rest of your extended family. Even when they don't want to be saved by God, they're going to have an encounter with God. Because we're locking arms together. We're making a covenant before God. We're locking in by the Spirit of God. And when the enemy tries to come in to divide, we're going to lock in even tighter. And say, beloved, I want to see you blessed. I don't want to see you miss it. I want to see you blessed. And when the enemy says, you don't know, they don't love you, they don't like you, they don't even want you to be around, say, shut up, devil. Shut the front door. One thing I'm going to tell you is I am moving forward. I'm getting my blessing because I'm locking arms with my brothers and sisters in Christ, and we're taking the kingdom by force. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Woo. My. Hey. My. Woo.
Come on.
I hope you hear by the Spirit. I hope you hear by the Spirit. God is making a statement to this house.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of the kingdom of God. But that gospel means everything from Genesis to Revelation. And if you don't like the prosperity message and you like the poverty message, you're in the wrong house. I'm not going to live my life in poverty. Nor the people that I'm locking arms with are going to live in poverty. You're going to learn to live in the overflow, abundance, blessing, and grace of God. And when we lock arms together, we're signifying through the Holy Spirit, Lord, we trust you. And in the midst of our famine, we're going to stand firm. And we're going to say, yes, Lord, and receive our blessings.
Yes.
We're taking this city, and we're taking Corpus Christi.
Yeah.
But I also hear Dallas is around the corner.
Woo!
Dallas is around the corner.
Yes,
you see, couple of years back, I sat down and told a prophet one day, your ministry will be in Dallas. Your church will be in Dallas. But I don't want to go to Dallas. I remember that many times. You remember that? You know, I don't know who I'm talking to, but you remember that.
Come on.
I don't want to go to Dallas.
Come on.
One thing I know is that God says, where you're at, where I send you, is where I'm at.
Come on.
Why are you preaching to yourself, prophet? God is saying, I'm going to send you somewhere. Don't try to hook up. Let me do the hooking up for you. Don't try to make things happen. Let God do it for me. You see, he is telling you that I'm going to take you where I said you were going to go from the beginning of time. In the midst of everything that is going on, there's going to be a time when God is saying, son, I've waited for you to say yes to everything that I've asked of you. Now in this season, prophetess, hear me, beloved. Hear me. We may not like to walk by faith, but it's not by sight either that we are trusting God. But when he says, beloved, it's time for you to move forward. Don't look back. Don't put your hand to the plow that you once knew. Trust me in something you don't know, because I'm taking you. And when I take you, my blessing is there. You threw down some denominations that meant a lot on the floor before the altar of God. 10 is the number of perfection in the order of God. 6 is the number of man. You threw down 3, which is resurrection of man and the promise and perfection of God in your life. He'll bring it to you to tell you, I will multiply you, your seed, your ministry, and everything that you have so desired and cried for. You have labored in the midnight hour, wondering when will this turn around. Don't turn it around. Move and get to where I tell you to go. He's going to require you to say, shut your eyes and step out. Is the moment you step out, your beloved daughter will put things on tracks. She'll put the music where it's been waiting. It's been dormant, but she's been waiting on the both of you. I love you, beloved, I love you. Hear the Spirit of God say, shut your eyes and start walking. I will never lead you astray. I will never leave you. And I've never seen my seed begging for bread. You will step into the overflow and the abundance of God in the season that he has said, sow in your famine, and I will open up the wells for you. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Lord, I thank you. Well, y'all, go ahead and play, man. Go ahead and play. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. Whoa, my God, there's a mission ministry about to birth out of this house. And in this mission ministry, you're going to see many come, and you'll see many resources be unlocked and released to send people where they need to be, to help plant hospitals, orphanages, housing. But there's also going to be those that will go forth and build churches, build a people, prophetic schools, healing schools, to teach them of the goodness of God that they do not know of. Trust the Spirit of God, beloved, that I am speaking in this hour and in this house. I am opening up now the mission field to those. I've asked for you to lock arms. I've asked for you to come in agreement. I've asked for you to learn how to labor when you don't have the strength to labor. I've asked you to come together in the time that you need refuge. But now I'm telling you, if you just sow into the Spirit of God, I am opening up ministries. Things that have been dormant, I am breaking forth. Things that have been shut out by the enemy, I am opening up. Things that have come against you will be the things that you'll come against, but you'll do it in love. You will bless your enemy, and your enemy's wealth will be bestowed upon you. Lord, I thank you. You're worthy, God, you're worthy. My. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, my. There is import and export businesses about to be birthed out of this ministry. There are an entrepreneur blessings about to be released. Where you were working for others, you're going to be working for yourself. You will have employees come in and work for you. Things that have been laid up and sitting on pallets that have been waiting for you to attain, I am now bringing to you, and I am uncovering now. Oh my God, I am uncovering now the blessing of God for my people. You think it's done by a calendar. It has never been by a calendar. It has been by my spirit and the timing that I hold in my hand. My God. Lord, I thank you. My. Lord, I thank you for both of the buses that are coming into this ministry. Lord, I thank you for the vans. I thank you for the buildings, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the resources to send people to travel and minister. I thank you that they will travel. Even when they don't have the finances, Lord, to even get, Lord, you will even begin to release it into their accounts. And they'll say, how did it get here? My God. Backsliders, you're coming home. Backsliders, you're coming home. Backsliders, you're going to experience the grace of Almighty God. My God. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We trust you. We love you. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. My. Oh, Jesus. My God. Oh. Oh. Inez, we are getting new chairs. We're getting new equipment. Not only are we going to get new screens, we're also going to get new carpeting. Not just the carpeting that we can just settle for. We're going to get the carpeting that has the elaborate designs, just like I used to do it in the hotels. He said, I'm going to renovate everything that you asked for me to do. I'll renovate it for you. And then when you come in and sit in your sanctuary, people will say, can we just sleep here tonight? They won't want to leave. And they'll say, when are you going to have another service? My God. You will have the mics that you need for the plays. You will have the mics that you need also for the praise and worship team. But you will also have the mics that you need for the recording. To record online, to record on TV, to record for the radio stations. You will have the ability to what I have told you in the very beginning. Above and beyond what you have ever thought, could never imagine that would come. I'm doing it for you. And the blessings of God will not stop there, because every ministry that is about to birth, you will finance it, you will release it, and you'll write checks to them, and you will establish it. You'll even write the name on the deed and say, paid in full. My God. You will buy vans for each ministry. You will even buy the equipment that is necessary for the children. You will also have a prop room. You will also have a room that will have the choir. You will, oh my God, your baptismal tank will sit above the congregation to all to see that you can do multiple baptisms at one time. And when you go out, I don't know why I'm telling you this, beloved, but when you go out into the city, you will have portable baptismal tanks that can fit 5 and 6 people. And you'll be able to baptize them in the park. You'll be able to baptize them, watch this, at the steps of the courthouse. My God, I am changing the government and how they see the church. Where they want to separate the church, I'm going to bring the blessing back to the church. Now am I going to release not only to the people, I'm releasing to those that are faithful. My God. Oh. My God. There will be healing schools, prophetic schools. My God. There's going to be schools on teaching how individuals can learn how to be acclimated back into society once they come out of the prisons. You're going to have not only a barber college, but you're also going to have a beauty college. You're going to begin to teach the people on how to be creative within my God, within society and in the church. My God. Oh, my God. Inez, you're going to have people come to you and say, I want to be a part of what's going on in your life. What is going on in your life is greater than I have ever imagined for my own life. I want to connect with you. And as you begin to say this in your spirit right now, why is he prophesying to me? Why is he telling me this? What is going to happen to my husband? Beloved, I will be traveling. I will be establishing. I will be releasing. And watch this. They may not like this, but we will be just like the Creflos and the Jessies. And we will have our own jet to take us where we need to go. I believe by the power of God, that through the anointing of God, we sow and believe by faith. And we accept it by faith. My God. Don't worry about Michelangelo. Michelangelo will be traveling, establishing, and he'll be setting up all of the audio visual. He will oversee the actual campuses that will be released and planted. He will be traveling so much. Watch this. With his beautiful bride at his side, and his children will be with him as they travel. And they will be in your life day in, day out, will always spend the time with you. She'll never want to be with her family, not because they don't love them, but because they want to be with you. And when the family turns around and says, I want to go with our son-in-law, Michael, and their family, oh, beloved, hear me. You will have room enough to house them when they come in. Beloved, I ain't prophesying something that's going to take 10 years to happen. I'm prophesying to you within the matter of 24 months, you will see this come to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said that he would accelerate, and he's accelerating. He said he was going to accelerate, and he's accelerating. He's accelerating. Not everybody is going to be able to lock in hard enough when you're accelerating. But those that hold on tight, when it gets uncomfortable and when it seems like we're going to miss it, you're one step away from your greatest breakthrough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Play that, brother. Play it, man. My God. Woo. Prophet, look at me. What you ask, what you want, what you so desire, will be the one that will come and edify you and encourage you and tell you, beloved, you are a man of God. And I will only speak good things to you. And I will take care of your mama like she's a queen. I'll take care of your brother like he's a king. I'll train him up to be a king. And then when I look at miracle, the man of God will say, miracle, you are the one that prayed this thing through. And he will never, ever speak anything ill against her. The man of God is coming to your mama because you've been praying for her not to be alone. God has heard your cries even when you didn't want to speak it. Mama ain't going to be alone. And mama's going to be with the man of God that knows how to have fun. It's not religious. And watch this, brother. He's going to act crazy just like me. And we'll want to have fun just like you. And we'll always want to be around you. Always want to be around the family. And we'll never divide. And watch this. He'll make even your enemy come right back to her. Because what you want to see, son, is your mother's ministry and the man of God's ministry be planted in the city. And that people can say, God has been good to you. Every word spoken over your life, I cancel it right now in Jesus' mighty name. Everything that was not from God, I cancel it, I uproot it now.
I break every soul tie right now in Jesus' mighty name. And I plan right now the virtue of Almighty God. It draws me by the anointing. The man of God that is called to be at your side that will come to his knees and say, beloved, will you be my bride? Will you be my queen? And I will treat you like a woman of God in which you already are. I don't have to mold you. I don't have to make you. All I have to do is celebrate you. My God, sweet Jesus, I thank you for it. I thank you. More and more you will see that God is going to bring to you a closure and an opening at the same time. The closure takes place, but the door is opening up for you. If you choose to, he'll allow you to walk through and bring your whole family out to experience the greatest blessing in your life. It's called restoration of the blessing of God over you. They may not be your blood, they are your sons. You said, God, if I can get back in my position, I can speak into your life and change it all the course of your life. He's saying, beloved, I have ungagged your mouth. And allow the word of God to come forth to bring the greatest blessing to your family.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You have a woman of God that loves God. You have a woman of God that loves you. She loves God so much that she's been on her face for you. Treat her like a good she is. Bless her with flowers. Bless her with perfume. Bless her. My God. Oh, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, welcome in, beloved. Welcome, welcome. Hum, hum, hum. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Play it now, man. Play it. You're breaking off strongholds right now. You're breaking them off right now. Yes, Lord, thank you. As you sing, beloved, sing it. Sing it. I will give you even more under the anointing and under the prophetic. Sing it, beloved. I will put it now on the bars. And I will put it now on the paper. And I will begin to even be putting it on the CDs. You said, I don't want to be recognized as another worship singer. I just want to worship you. And as I walk you down these aisles, beloved, that is the Holy Spirit saying, I'm walking with you. And you represent the women of God that have gone through alone, gone through the tough times. God says, I'm walking with them as I walk with you now. And I'm bringing them out of a place that they have been bound for so long. They feel like they can never mount up to anything. I'm speaking to those women that have gone through some things, have gone through so much turmoil in their life, have gone through so much verbal abuse. I've gone through so much and I don't know how to get out of this. Beloved, God is walking with you, calling, because he's given you that anointing to break it off of the people's lives, to break it off of the women. Thank you, I heard that. I didn't go through that, God. No, but I'm giving you the anointing to destroy it off of them. Hallelujah. Play. My God, the worship, the worship. Yes, hallelujah. Oh, Daddy is speaking in this hour. Oh, I will do for you, says God, what no man could ever do, what no ministry could ever do for you. Whether through title or accolades, I will do for you, because in the season of the time that you needed me the most, you've been faithful to come to me. You've been faithful that I wait for you as you get to the top of the stairs and you kind of even wait a little bit. And then you'd say, God, am I there yet? And he says, I've been waiting on you, and I'll come into my chamber because there's where I meet you. And every time I meet you in the chamber, I give and bestow unto you fresh anointing, fresh oil, but the fresh manna from heaven. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. Keep coming unto me, beloved, for what I will do for you, no man can get credit for. No church, no ministry, no bishop, no apostle, but the Spirit of the living God. I had to make you an instrument for people to see, for people to be able to read about, and for people to be able to search through and find some dirt. I had to make it public knowledge, because what I'm about to display through you will be the glory of Almighty God, and they will see the kingdom of God come and overtake you, where you will begin to minister what you have ministered once before, but in a whole different dimension, where you will sit at the stage right, and they will call you, will you come up, man of God, for the word of the Lord is in your mouth for this conference. I know you're not called for this conference, but I'm calling you to come and speak. Come speak what the Lord has put in your spirit, man of God. And the bishops, the elders, and those of the clergy will be on their face, crying out in repentance, because what I put in your mouth and in your spirit is to divide, my God, to divide what man has begun to put into the churches and begin to control the men and women of God. What I have given you is the word of God deep within your soul, deep within your spirit. But what I'm about to give you is the fresh manna from heaven, that as I send it from my throne into your spirit, you will begin to be summoned everywhere you go. You will be summoned. Not by someone saying, hey, I need you to meet. No, you'll be summoned. They'll know you by name before I will show them your face. Not only will they know your face, they will know your name. Keep coming unto my chamber, beloved, for I long to be with you in my presence. And whatever the enemy has been trying to do in the midst of your home, I'm here to tell you, beloved, you are about to get a new chamber. You're about to get a new room. You're about to get even new furniture. My God, you're about to get a new address, a new postal code. You're about to get something that I have ordained for you. You have been wondering how you're going to get it, not because you want it, but because you need it. Oh, Lord Jesus, I thank you. And in the midst of this, you're only going to see my goodness. For I have put upon you a new name. And that new name will be the glory, the glory, the glory. They will know you by my glory. Lord, thank you. They will be looking on YouTube. They'll be trying to find you through many different avenues of media. Come up here, prophetess. Come up here. Everything, beloved. Come here on this. My God. As you're on one side, on the East Coast, from the West Coast, Alaska, Canada, Europe, Asia, my God, he heard that. I don't want to go to Africa. I'm afraid. What says? He says, I've called you to a place in South Africa, but you will have your DNA in the individuals that are going. You will travel in, establish birth, and you'll travel out. But in the midst of that, you will see children all around you holding on to your legs, saying, I've been watching you. I want to call you mommy. 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 And your heart will go out to them, and you'll want to even just take them home with you. And God is going to say, this is your other home. You will establish a compound there. And in that compound, that you will bring those children in. You will house them. You will feed them. You will clothe them. You will educate them. You will raise them up to be men and women of God. How is this all going to happen? If you just remove what's inside of here and trust what I've already put inside your heart, you'll see me do it for you. Yes, you will move in signs and wonders. Beloved, the AIDS-afflicted children will come in, but they will leave healed and whole. Those that do not have an eye socket will begin to have new eyes. Those that their ears are clogged will be unstopped. Those that do not have an arm within their socket will come forth. You have the power of creative miracles that lies within you. He has not forgotten you. You have done nothing to take away his grace. You have done nothing to stop the blessing from coming. Beloved, because you are going through your valley, but you are going to the mountaintop with him, where he will meet with you, he will commune with you, and he will give you the instructions, says God. And you will see as you come down from the mountain that things have been put in place, and before you could turn around, your harvest has already come forth. It has come forth. Every seed that you have planted in many different ministries, you have sowed prophetic words into men and women of God, and God did not forget not one seed, and he's going to bring it to pass in your life. Those that have stolen from your ministry, those that have stolen from you directly, those that wouldn't give you the tithes and offering that was due unto you, those that would not even tell you the truth about the tithes, God says, I have counted it unto you as righteousness, and I shall bless you above all measure, above all means, that when you turn around, your bank account will be full. You're used to seeing it in red. You're going to see it in the black. You're going to see it multiply, and you're going to begin to see different ministries being attached to it, as you'll be able to transfer money, wire money overseas to different individuals that I have called you to wire to. My God. If you had gone and done what you thought you were to do, you'd have missed what I wanted to speak to you, says God.
Yes.
My God.
Yes,
I
know, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man of God, you got a gift to play, but you're a preacher. You're going to preach. You're going to teach. And you're going to raise up the children of God. You're going to raise up the young men of God, the young women of God, and they're going to begin to see, my God, there's a glory in here. You're going to begin to teach them how to see the angelic, to teach them and understand what it is to be in the throne room of glory. You are called to preach, beloved, to teach, to impart, and to exhort. Man of God, I bless you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And whatever man has come against you in your ministry, I cancel the words, I cancel the plans, and I loose you into your destiny. You are blessed. You are blessed. Beloved, I'm here to tell you, your family will go everywhere with you. Your family will go everywhere you go. It's not just in your song. It's in what needs to be declared. One thing I can tell you, beloved, your discernment, your spiritual warfare, and most of all, the prophetic inclination to understand that God is speaking when he's speaking is your greatest gift to bring forth the greatest revelation in the season of hour through your intercession. Don't think it strange when God begins to give you books for you to write. Don't think it strange when he begins to tell you just to draw this out. And some of the images may not be right, but you just draw. Don't try to understand it. He's going to give you things that's going to go behind the lines of religion and bring those out of captivity. He has chosen you, beloved. He has chosen you. Glean out of the Spirit of God what is necessary for you. He's raining down blessings on your life. Not only is he raining down blessings on your life, but he's going to bring to you relationships that have been severed and cut by the enemy will be restored back to you to stand at your side and say, my God, I see God all over you. What are you doing? How are you getting to him? Teach me how to get there, because I'm dry, I'm weary, and I'm tired. You're the well of refreshing for the people of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh my God. Woo. Lord, I thank you for my brother, Lord. I thank you for my brother. Lord, I just thank you for the anointing that is on his life. I thank you for the heart, Lord, that he has for you. I thank you for the heart, Lord, that he has for this ministry to protect it and guard it. At times he wants to get to the point where I could just be street. I'll be street to deal with these people. But Lord, I just thank you that you are tempering and doing a great work in his heart, his body, this temple. Lord, I just thank you. I thank you, God. I thank you for the precious, beloved children of this house, Lord. I thank you that the seeds, Father God, that were released into their lives, as so many prophetic words and prophetic people have spoken into the life of John Michael. I speak right now that he's only being hidden and allowed to be a child and allowed to go through the times that he does not understand, so that that is what's keeping him sane and not to lose it. Do not think that he is going to be bitter. He's only going to become better. Lord, I thank you.
Right? Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for loving me.
The hardness of their heart is to protect the heart so that it will not be damaged in this season. But underneath the fallow ground is where the rivers are flowing. In its due season, beloved, I will open up that fallow ground and those rivers shall flow forth. But in the midst of this time, keep sowing that seed into that fallow ground with love and understanding and encouraging and uplifting. Do not hold it against them, but hold them up to the highest regard, for they are the blessed children that I have spoken into existence, into your life. My God, do not worry about your mama. Your mama's going to be right there with you. You're so worried for her. I am going to bring to her such a grace and rest and peace. Tell her that this is the time that she will be able to retire and know and not fear. My God. My God. Hallelujah. My God. Oh, Jesus. How you have poured into this house and how you have prayed towards this house. God says, I have answered the prayers for your house. My God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Father. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Father. We worship you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Huh?